Hello, everyone. How are you this beautiful day that the Lord has made? I'm Karen Jane Casey on the podcast, Turn to God with Karen. And the episodes every Monday are Hope and Faith Journey. This is where we find encouragement through our struggles, through our challenges that we face. Always looking for hope for healing, and we share experiences and lessons learned, always knowing that we can turn to God about anything. So what is the episode for today? Toxic people. I touch on that topic every once in a while, so you might have heard other episodes, and I hope that you do go to them. Have you experienced the pain and suffering that comes from a person or a group of people who have decided to mistreat you? Maybe what they do is continually offensive, abusive, rejecting you, manipulating you, demeaning you in a variety of ways, perhaps in front of a group of people. Maybe they feel the need to involve other people to join in against you. Do you wonder why they continue to do this? No matter what you do to try to resolve the situation, to change it, you may never know why, but often it involves their need to control and also their jealousy or envy of you. Are you trapped to tolerate this maltreatment forever? Well, in my book, A New Song Rises Up, I dedicate an entire chapter to that very topic. In my situation, I had already experienced child abuse and domestic violence, so I had been conditioned, so to speak, for a toxic environment. Much of it seemed normal to me. The normal whistle and bells did not go off. What do I mean by that? I had already believed the lies that the enemy told me time and time again, that I was unworthy, undeserving, unlovable, and that I did not belong. The problem was, I didn't recognize that the toxicity from a toxic person or in that environment was also abuse, because it didn't look like child abuse, and it didn't look like domestic violence. It was still abuse. Finally, after putting up with it over and over again, and I'm not talking about just in one situation, but one and another, because, you know, the enemy kept throwing it at me, but I cried out to the Lord, I cast my cares on you. I cast my cares on you. How do I do that? I felt stuck. And then after a while, I felt that the Lord dropped this down into my heart, that my season of abuse was over. And he never meant for me to remain in it. Abuse? I didn't even realize it. How could I leave it, though? It was my, and fill in the blank, it was my church member, my family member, co-workers, or in-laws. Don't we all feel like we have to stay in it for one reason or another? How many of us are remaining in a toxic environment that you shouldn't be in? Talk to the Lord about it. Also, in A New Song Rises Up, I share my recipe for overcoming, and I believe that is applicable to any challenge we face, not just abuse. In the recipe for overcoming, I have 5 ingredients, with the first, of course, being turn to God. The second ingredient is pertinent to this topic. Safely leave that dangerous and habitually toxic environment. The other ingredients are important too. Believe and have faith, be filled with gratitude, and finally to forgive. Forgive yourself, your abusers, and the indifferent. The indifferent are all of those people that watched what was happening and they didn't say or do anything to help. Well, I'm not going to go into depth about the recipe for overcoming because you can go to my October 25th episode titled Abuse Survivor Recipe for Overcoming, and I go into detail about it there with each of the ingredients. We will each face the invitation to allow ourselves to be mistreated in a toxic environment by habitually toxic people, more now than ever, with social distancing involved. What do we do about it? Well, it's important what we choose to do about it, and it is our choice. We decide. If we don't watch, we can become toxic as well, because we might be filled with resentment over being rejected and mistreated and manipulated and pushed so that we feel like we don't belong. Or we may fall into believing the lies that our life doesn't matter and we don't belong anywhere. We need to be forgiving, but know that to forgive is not the same as trust. Well, when I talk about forgiveness, I always have to talk about trust because, as you may know, many people in domestic violence, they believe that when they forgive their abuser, that they have to go back. And that is not the case. So I like to share a little story about a boat. And I heard it a long time ago. I think it really goes to the point in the difference between forgiveness and trust. So let's suppose that you and your abuser get in a boat and go out into the middle of a lake. And then your abuser throws you out of the boat and tries to drown you. Somehow, you make it to shore, and you forgive them. Does that forgiveness mean that you have to get back in the boat with them and go out into the middle of the lake again with your abuser and let them give it another try? No. In fact, trust shouldn't come easy. It should be over a long period of time of them proving over and over again that they have changed, they have become trustworthy. Sometimes you can never trust that person again. Well, any of us can become toxic once in a while. You know, we can be grumpy and grouchy and mean. But if that person comes to mind to you now who is habitually toxic on a regular basis, maybe it's time to make a decision. Can you say no more abuse and walk away? Can you pray to the Lord for guidance? He does not want you to remain in an abusive situation. And I know that because to remain in a toxic environment is not good for you and it's not good for your abuser. It's just causing them to be more of a control freak, more dishonorable, more angry, more mean. And you know, you don't want that. And you don't want to be a victim. It only prolongs the toxicity. In my case, and maybe yours, I was sensitive to that rejection. I wanted to belong. I was needy to belong. And I have to confess, I'm ashamed to say it. I sometimes bragged on myself. I would tell things that I did in hopes that I could convince them that I was worthy. Oh, see, I am somebody. Oh my goodness. Oh, that's so sad, isn't it? I believe the enemy, the devil, saw my weakness and tempted people in my path to repeatedly reject me. And finally, I learned from it all. I focus on Jesus and I always belong to Him. Jesus will never reject me, never forsake me, and never leave me. I am His and He is mine. I belong to the Lord. What do I care if somebody rejects me? I don't. Praise the Lord. My hope is that you will turn to God, believe in Jesus, and when you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, He is with you forever. You belong to Him forever. You don't have to worry about not belonging any longer. People change, but the Lord does not. Jesus will never reject you, never forsake you, or leave you. Where is your focus? Don't focus on the toxic people. Focus up. Focus on the Lord. So you no longer will allow yourself to remain in a toxic environment with toxic people because you're not believing the lies anymore. You are important. You're the creator of the universe, loves you so much. Well, there's so much more that I want to cover regarding this topic, but I try to keep these episodes short, knowing that everyone is busy these days. I encourage you to go to more of my episodes and read the book, A New Song Rises Up. Like I said, I have a chapter dedicated to the toxic environment and toxic people. Thank you for joining me in this episode of Turn to God with Karen. This is Karen Jane Casey, author, speaker, podcaster, domestic violence victim advocate, and ambassador for Christ. And stay tuned for Turn to God with Karen every Monday morning at 6 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And as you may know, every Wednesday we have episodes, Sword of the Spirit. And then Friday we have Karen's Book Corner. I invite you to share your comments and your suggestions with me. I appreciate all feedback. And you can go give that to me through my website, KarenJaneCasey.com, at the contact page. When you go to my website, you will see books, blogs, podcasts. You'll also see resource material regarding domestic violence. And I have a new page, children's books. I hope you go to that and enjoy my books. Well, thank you and God bless.